T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They'll know today. On the line with us from GCOM.com. There's not a person who's been an athlete and analyst in this city who doesn't understand it better than the great GCOM. Hi, G.
How you doing, Angelo?
G, do you enjoy sports drama like we're seeing tonight?
There's a lot of fun to it. I mean, because, you know, with some of the things I've seen, you see guys going through changes and really growing up in front of everybody. That's really it's kind of funny.
In your career, Jay, did you ever feel you were going into a game where your future in an organization could be at stake?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I've been through that. And it definitely every play, you know, is huge. And, you know, you want to make sure you're prepared. But definitely I've been in situations like that where you're playing and you know that how you play is going to have a definite an effect upon whether you're with the team next year or not.
Right. And some people handled that great and raised their game. And some people, the pressure gets to them, right, G? It's a good test for a young athlete.
It's a great test. In fact, you know, a lot of times coaches try to put you in that situation so they get a chance to find out, well, how are you going to do when we got big games, you know? So they want to put that kind of pressure on you. And a lot of times, you know, in the preseason, in football, you know, you're going through situations where you might be trying to make the team or something, and, you know, you go your time in, let's say you're going to play a quarter. Well, how you play in that quarter is going to decide whether you're with the team or not.
All right. Now, G is brilliant at watching a performance and being able to gauge what's going on. Mm-hmm. I need you to psychoanalyze for us right now, G Cobb, Ben Simmons.
He's afraid to fail. You know, he hasn't been in this situation a lot in his life because he's been so gifted that everything has just come naturally. I mean, he's one of the best athletes I've ever seen, meaning he's 6'10". I'll bet you this guy could be a sprinter, you know, and be a world-class sprinter. He's that fast, and he can jump. He's got a 40-inch vertical jump. Everything has come easy for him except shooting. You know, he needs to really probably start all over with the shooting, get him a good shooting coach, and he's going to have to commit himself, and then he's got to be courageous enough to take shots during the game. He's going to miss some of them. So what? Everybody misses shots, you know? But you got to be brave enough to go ahead and go at it anyway, knowing that sometimes you're going to fail. But the world is not going to come to an end. You know, if you miss a jump shot, go ahead and take the shot, man. Don't be afraid like that. And he's playing in fear, you know, and you can't play like that. You know, you got to be able to go out and just go after it and be
right,
aggressive,
G,
you know. That's
I'm the hearing. The thing about G Cobb is G Cobb mentors lots and lots of athletes. He talks to young players now in the NFL. G, I'm hearing you telling them what to do. Do they all listen? Do they all take your advice, or some of them just can't get over that hurdle?
Well, you know, a lot of them will listen, you know, and they might not follow through with it,
right?
But they will sit and listen. But it's, I guess, about 50-50, you know, but you kind of know whether a young man, whether he's listening or not and really taking it to heart, because some of them think they know everything. And, you know, once they start getting paid, it's harder to talk to them because they figure, well, you know, I got money in the bank. I don't need to listen to anybody. But a lot of times afterwards, I will see them somewhere and they say, you know, now I know what you were talking about. Now they're out of the league.
Too late. All right, but here's the other part of it. Do you sense that there are members on in the Sixers team, the other players, who are, you know, taking on this policeman role to tell him what you just said? Do you think there are people doing that there?
Well, I can see Jimmy Butler is trying to do that.
Yeah.
You know, at times, though, you don't want to be so public about it, because guys are not crazy about you talking about it publicly. But he's definitely trying to do that. And they need somebody on the team, you know, both with, you know, with him and, of course, with Joel, because they got to talk to Joel about how he's living, you know. Come on, dude. But I have seen this in the NFL, because when you go on and you start making money and you're on TV all the time, hey, there are things that start coming around, namely women.
Oh, not the women.
Hey, I'm telling you, it could just, you know, the guys never had, you know, some guys, they never had, you know, so many women coming after them, and they just lose it.
All right, G, I can't, I'm going to be honest with you. We're not going to have the result for about 15 hours. I don't want to wait. G. Cobb, Joe, hit that. G. Cobb, you know more than anything in this city. Who's winning tonight's game six?
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Sixers. Not that I believe it.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, not that I believe it?
Well, I
no one's ever made a prediction like
that's
that to
insane.
Me, G.
I'm not sure how they're going to show up. You know,
right.
These guys are going through. I mean, as I said, they're growing up right in front of us, and you know, they could show up in any kind of condition. You know, what I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, you know, to be out, like I said, so much in the public, but you know, with the fact that you're playing in the playoffs, you know, this should be the number one thing that's going on in your life. Your focus. You're ready to play every night, and they're just not doing a good job at that right now.
All right, I got to move you over to football for a minute here, G, because we had Howie Roseman out earlier the week, and it was written up. It was on Pro Football Talk at all, and people are all trying to interpret his answer to my questions about Carson Wentz and getting a mega long-term deal here. In fact, there was a report yesterday, Al, that they said Wentz basically is playing for $10 million differential between $25 million if he gets hurt again, which I'm not even sure they would offer him that kind of money, or $35 million if he were to take them all the way next year. G, I want you to hear what Howie Roseman said about giving Carson a long-term deal and interpret it for me. Here's what Howie said about whether he wants to make the plunge with Wentz now.
This is something that we're planning to do, and if the deal is right for us and the deal is right for Carson, we wouldn't hesitate to pull the trigger on that. That's just the amount of confidence that we have, and we want to build this team knowing kind of what that piece is in place.
All right, G, what are you? I'm not sure what's going on back there, but all of a sudden, G. Cobb, you must be where there's a speaker or something. G, does he want to do the deal now? What do you think?
I think he does, but I think he wants to do it, you know, at that 25 and not for 35, you know.
If he gets a bargain. But it's not a bargain if Wentz keeps getting hurt. They're willing to take the risk that at some point he'll have healthy seasons and this won't happen.
I think they are, but they're still kind of hedging their bet in a way, you know. They're probably offering him the lower amount right now and just kind of – you know, take their time and see how things go, because they're not sure. I mean, they're clearly they're not totally sure about, you know, how healthy he's going to stay and everything. But I'm sure they're in his ear, and he definitely, you know, wants to be a great player. And I think he's got all the ingredients to be a great player. You can see with all the people they're putting around him, like the whole draft and a lot of things they're doing in the offseason is to put the people around him so he can succeed. So they're rooting for him, but they're not sure.
All right, G, I've never done this in all the years I've done this show. I can't believe I'm doing it now, but I have to.
What's that?
I'm going back to something I asked you a minute ago. We have a lot of history together, G. I want honesty here. Who will win tonight's game six?
Well, if it's with my money, I'm putting something. I got to go with Toronto.
Disappointed, G.
If it's my money.
G, we love you, man. Thanks, pal. G. Cobb.
Right. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.